today we're going to learn Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, but we're still holding on Mem Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom of the page. On Mem Beis Amud Aleph, we're at the Mishnah. Birech al hayayin shalifnei hamazon, patras hayayin shalachar hamazon. If a person made a bracha on wine before the meal, he's able to continue to drink wine, relying on that bracha during the meal. Birech al parperes shalifnei hamazon, patras parperes shalachar hamazon. If you made a bracha on an appetizer before the meal, again you can rely on that during the meal. Birech al pas, patras parperes. If you made a bracha on bread, well then you don't need to make a bracha on the appetizer. Al parperes lo patras pas, but a bracha on the appetizer will not exempt you from a bracha on the bread. Beishami omrim aflo maisa kedera. It also won't exempt you for a bracha on maisa kedera. Hayoshvin kalechon mevarich laatzmo. If people were sitting without doing haseba, then everyone makes their own bracha independently. But hasebu, once they do haseba, echad mevarich lekulan. Then one person makes the bracha for everybody. Tosos points out that avalachshav kulanu ochlem al shulchan echad. We all eat at one table. Shonu ochlem yachad haynu kviyosenu. Now we don't have to lean anymore to develop that sense of kviyos. All we need to do is be eating at the same table, and that itself is the sense of kviyos. Valem yain b'tocha mazum kalechad ve'achun varich la'atzmo. If wine comes in the middle of the meal, every person makes their own independent bracha. Achar hamazon. But if it comes after the meal, one person makes a bracha for everybody. And the guy who said the bracha on the wine, he's the one that makes the bracha on the mugmar that they used to have after they ate. They would have some fragrant spices that they would make a borei atzei besamim on, some fragrant wood that they would burn. They would make a borei atzei besamim. So the guy who made the bracha on wine would make the bracha on the mugmar, even though mugmar only comes after the benching. So, main point number four on Mem Beis Amud Aleph is the Mishnah has three halachas: wine and parperes before the meal cover for during the meal. A bracha on wine and parperes before the meal covers you for during the meal. B, bread exempts parperes but not the opposite. And C, if you're sitting, everyone is mevarich, but if you're leaning, only one person is mevarich. Main point number one on Amud Beis: wine during the meal, everyone is mevarich, but after the meal, only one guy is mevarich, and he's also mevarich on the mugmar. Good. Amar Rav Baruch Hanan Rav Yochan Lo Shanel B'Shabbos Yom Tov Malvadim Koveya Sudaso Ala Yayin. That this idea that wine drunk before the meal will pater, the wine that you drink during the meal, and you're not going to need a new bracha, that's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you're koveya suda on yayin through making kiddush. Ela b'shayim mos hashanim varech al kol kos v'kos. But the whole rest of the year, you would say a separate bracha on each kos. Eat manam yam rabba bar mari yam rabbi shub and levi lo shanel b'shabbos v'yom tovim u b'shashad miyotzei mi beis amercha tzu b'shas hakos zadam. He said also that there are only specific times where you koveh su'udah and yayin, that the bracha and yayin before the meal is going to work for during the meal. What are those specific times? Shabbos, Yom Tov, if you just left the bathhouse, so you need some wine, you just did hakazas hadam, some bloodletting. So in those situations, a person's koveh su'udah, v'b'shayim osashana, v'varech al kol kos v'kos, but the whole rest of the year, you say a separate bracha on each kos of wine. Rabbi Bar Mari ikla lebei Rava b'chol, Chazi debaruch lefnei hamazon, vav debaruch leachar hamazon. He saw that on a weekday he would make a bracha before the meal and then again during the meal. Amale yasher v'chinam Rabbi Shobin Levi. He says, it's exactly what Rabbi Shobin Levi said, that only Shabbos Yom Tov hakazas adam, only in those rare circumstances when you're koveh suda and yayin, do you not have to make a new bracha and yayin during the meal, but otherwise you would. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef ikla lebe Abaye bi Yom Tov. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef went to Abaye's house in Yom Tov. Chazi debaruch kol kasa v'kasa, and he saw that he was making a bracha on every kos. Amalei lo savla mar lahad Rav Yishub Levi. What, do you not agree with what Rav Yishub Levi taught, that when it's Yom Tov and you're koveh suda on the wine, you don't need a new bracha? Amalei nimlachana. He says, well, I keep changing my mind. I keep on thinking that I'm not going to have any more. So that's why I keep making a new bracha. So main point number two: when you plan on having more wine, like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then wine before the meal exempts you. But if you don't plan on having more wine, then you're not going to. Then you're going to need a new bracha when you actually have more wine. So again, when you plan on having more wine during the meal, because you're always kaveh asud on yayin, you're not going to need a new bracha on the yayin during the meal. But when you don't plan on having more wine, you will need a new bracha. Okay, ibayluhu. Balem yayin betoch hamazon. Mashi if there's yayin shalach hamazon. If you had wine during the meal, does that exempt wine for after the meal? Im timtzlam barberach al yayin shalach hamazon potos yayin shalach hamazon mishum dezel lishtos vezel lishtos. Abal hacha dezel lishtos vezel lishtos lo. If you want to say that you make a bracha on wine before the meal, that covers the wine during the meal, that's because it's all about drinking. But over here, the wine is not about drinking, it's wine that's meant just to let the food go down easier. So maybe that's different. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. So Rav Amar Poter, Rav Kana Amar Eino Poter. Rav says that the bracha you made before the meal paters, and Rav Kana says no, it doesn't. Rav Nachman Amar Poter, Rav Sheshes Amar Eino Poter. Same machlokas. Rav Huna Rav Yehuda V'kol Talmidei Rav Amri Eino Poter. Rav Huna Rav Yehuda and all the Talmidim of Rav said it does not pater. Eisvei Rav L'Rav Nachman. Rav asks on Rav Nachman. Balehem Yayin B'Toch Hamazon. If wine comes during the meal, then each one says a bracha for themselves. Liachar mazon, but if wine comes after the meal, echad mevarich lekulam, one person says a bracha for all of them. Amalei no, he says halchi kamer. Im lo balehem yain betoch hamazon, ela liachar hamazon, echad mevarich lekulam. It means if they didn't have any wine during the meal, and it only came after the meal, that's when one of them says a bracha for all. Main point number three, we have a shaila whether wine during the meal exempts wine after the meal, because zelishos v'zelishtos, and it turns out to be a machlokas. Good. Birich alapas potar es haparperes, alapaperes lo potar es hapas, beishamirom aflam eis gedera. If you made a bracha on bread, that paters you from other foods, but if you made a bracha on other foods, that does not pater you from bread. And Beishamai says, even not Maisa Kedera. So what exactly is Beishamai adding over here? Ibailu, Beishamai a Reisha Pligi, or Dilma a Seifa Pligi? Is Beishamai arguing on the Reisha, or is he arguing on the Seifa? The Kamer Tanakama, because what did the Tanakama say? Berich Alapas, Patras or Perperes, and then Beishamai saying, Vekolsh, and the Tanakama holds, not only does bread pater Perperes, but Vekolshke Maisa Kedera, for sure pater is Maisa Kedera. And then what's Beishamai adding? Va'asi Beishamai lememra lo mi bay Perperes to lo pater lo pas. No, not only does bread not cover the Perperes, elavil Maisa Kedera nami lo pater, it doesn't even pater the Maisa Kedera. Odilma Asefa Pligi, or maybe Beishamai is arguing in the Seifa. Tikatani Birichal Perperes lo pater as a pas. When it says that if you made a bracha on the papyrus, it doesn't exempt the bread. Ooh, sounds like pasu to a patar. A bracha on the papyrus won't exempt the bread of a maisa kedera patar, but it will exempt maisa kedera. Va'asu beshame lememar. And then beshame comes along and says, Vafil maisa kedera nami lo patar. It doesn't even cover for maisa kedera. Teku, so the Gemara is not sure which one beshame is really trying to say. So main point number four, question whether beshame holds pas doesn't exempt maisa kedera, or that papyrus doesn't exempt, or if papyrus doesn't exempt maisa kedera. Hayoshin kolechad ve'achad. We said that if they're sitting, then everyone makes their own bracha, but if they're mesubin, one person says a bracha for all of them. Hesebu and lo hesebu lo. Sounds like only if they're all leaning. Uraminhu, I'll ask you, stira asar shayu holchem bederech. If 10 people are traveling, aval pisha kulam achu mekikar echad, even though they're all eating from the same loaf of bread, kolechad ve'achad mevarech li'atzmo. Everyone says their own bracha. If they sit down to eat, even though each one is eating from their own little lunch bag, their own little loaf of bread, one person says a bracha for all of them, even though they're sitting, they're not leaning. Katani Yeshu, it says that they were sitting, and they weren't leaning, and still only one person makes the bracha. Bedoch plan. No, they were koveya themselves. It's not about the leaning per se. It's about being koveya yourself to eat together. So he said, let's go and let's eat together in this place. So that's called a kavils. Kinach nafshe derav. When Rav died, azu talmid of Basrei. His talmidim were following his aron, I guess. Kihadri amri nezel v'nechel lachma anahar dank. So when they were on the way back, they said, let's go eat bread by the Dank River. Basu de karchi. Yasvi Kabin Bailu, Hesebu Dafka Tanan, Alvi Yashulo, Azil Kabin Nevis and Nechel Rifta, Beduchta Plan Nisa, Kesebu Dami, and they weren't sure what to do. Should one person say a bracha for all of them, or should they each make individual brachas? Because on the one hand, they're not leaning, but on the other hand, they were koveil themselves, Dafka, to eat together in that place. They determined that place in advance, and they met up to eat Dafka in that place. Lo hava biyadayu. They did not know the answer to this shayla. Kam ravad barava ahadar kare lachare v'kara kriya achrina. Unbelievable. Ravad barava gets up. He turns the kriya that he already tore around to the back so that he could tear a new kriya. Amr noch nafshe derav u'birchas mezona lo garminan. Rav is dead, and we don't know the halachas of birchas mezon, and that itself warrants its own kriya, so that we don't know how to answer these shailas. I think Rav Salvechik quotes this gemara in his hesped for the Talmud Rebbe, for his mechut for Rav Twersky. This idea that sometimes a person is gone and there a connection to the distant past, and we don't know where to turn anymore to find the mesora that they had to pass on. Ada asa hu saba ramalu masnisin abraisa v'shanilu, until hu saba came along, a certain older person came along and asked the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa about whether you need to be leaning or sitting is good enough. And he answered the stira by saying that, well, when you're koveya yourselves, even if you're just sitting, that's good enough. One person can make the bracha. That they answered that once you say that we should go and eat in that place, that's the same thing as having an actual haseba, as actually leaning. So main point number five, if a group verbally decides on a place to eat together, that's called kavius, even if they are not leaning. Which is demonstrated in the story after Rav died, when they didn't know what to do. But ultimately that was the answer, that what they should do is that one person should say a bracha for all of them, even though they were not leaning. Okay, we'll stop there, but next time we'll pick up at the two dots on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph.